everyone, and welcome to English Pod. My name is Marco.
My name is Catherine.
And today we have a very healthy lesson for everyone. We are going to have healthy food.
So we're going to the grocery store and we're choosing what food to buy. You're going to hear a lot of words about eating right and eating healthy. So let's jump into this dialogue first and we'll be back in a moment to talk more about it.
Okay, darling, I got some pizzas, potato chips, hot dogs, and lots of cheese.
Oh, John, I thought we said we'd start eating right. Remember? Our new healthy lifestyle. That's all junk food.
Right, so what did you get?
Well, healthy food, of course. I got some whole wheat bread, skimmed milk, fresh fish, and organic carrots.
Organic? What's organic? Do we need organic carrots?
They were grown without using any chemicals that are harmful to our health. And yes, John, we need organic carrots.
Oh, so organic vegetables are the green option, right?
Yep, better for the environment and better for us.
Wait a minute. What's that? Donuts! Are they organic donuts, Kelly?
But I like donuts.
So it's a very popular topic nowadays. People want to eat light. So why don't we take a look at some of these words and phrases now in Language Takeaway.
Language Takeaway.
The first kind of food we have here is whole wheat bread. So maybe you're buying bread at the grocery store and you see a number of different kinds of bread. There's white bread, there's rye bread. Well, we have whole wheat bread, which is maybe the healthiest option.
So it's made out of wheat. All right, so we have whole wheat bread. Now, as you say, it's a type of bread that uses wheat as its main ingredient.
Right, so it's made from wheat flour. It's usually a brownish kind of bread. That means the color is brown, not white.
And it's healthier than white bread because white bread uses that processed flour, right?
It does. It's processed and also uses a lot more sugar.
Okay, so whole wheat bread is a healthy option. And also, we are having skimmed milk.
All right, so as you know, when milk comes out of the cow, it's very, very fatty. There's lots of fat. And so skimmed milk means that when the dairy is processing the milk, the fat is taken away. So this is one of the healthier kinds of milk. You have fat-free and skimmed milk, which are the healthiest.
So when you buy normal milk, what is that called?
Well, you have whole milk.
Whole milk.
You also have 2% milk, which is 2% fat.
And then skimmed milk and fat-free milk. Okay, good. Now, when we were talking about the carrots, she said, you know what? We also bought organic carrots. So this is a very popular word nowadays, organic vegetables, organic carrots. What does it mean if it's organic?
Well, in general, things that are organic come from nature. But in food, things that are organic don't use chemicals. So a lot of people are very nervous about food that comes from farms that have pesticides or chemicals on them. But organic food is safe in this area. There's no pesticides or chemicals.
Okay. So what about when you talk about chickens or animals? They also say it's an organic farm. That means that they don't have chemicals injected into them.
That's right. They're not stuffed with chemicals or given chemical shots. And also, the food that they eat is real food. It's not like chemical food to make them fatter.
Okay, very good. So organic foods, and you mentioned the word chemicals a lot. So when we talk about chemicals, we're talking about substances that are artificial, right?
That's right. They're not organic. These are things that are chemicals that scientists come up with to help make food, for example, help make fatter chickens or to make greener vegetables. And these are not natural. These are man-made. And chemicals can also mean pesticides. So some sprays or things that we put on plants to keep the bugs away. And these are all things that have been found to hurt human beings.
Yeah, I guess, for example, when you are eating something and you see in the box and it says it has certain preservatives, those are chemicals, right, that help keep the food fresh for a longer period of time.
That's right.
Okay, so chemicals, and that's the last word that we have for you in Language Takeaway. Four key words here. Why don't we go back, listen to the dialogue again, and we'll be back in a bit.
Okay, darling, I got some pizzas, potato chips, hot dogs, and lots of cheese.
Oh, John, I thought we said we'd start eating right. Remember? Our new healthy lifestyle? That's all junk food.
Huh. Right, so what did you get?
Well, healthy food, of course. I got some whole wheat bread, skimmed milk, fresh fish, and organic carrots.
Organic? What's organic? Do we need organic carrots?
They were grown without using any chemicals that are harmful to our health. And yes, John, we need organic carrots.
Oh, so organic vegetables are the green option, right?
Yep, better for the environment and better for us.
Wait a minute. What's that? Donuts! Are they organic donuts, Kelly?
But I like donuts.
All right, we're back. So now let's take a look at three key phrases on Fluency Builder.
Fluency Builder.
This first key phrase is one that I think was very, very common in America in the late 80s, early 1990s. People in America have been struggling with eating healthy food and not eating so much fatty food. And so there was an emphasis on eating right.
That's right, to eat right. Now, how do you eat right? I mean, it sounds like you want to eat with your spoon correctly.
No, eating right is more about the kind of food you eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's about not eating pizza every day, pizza and hamburgers.
Okay.
We say eating right involves having a balanced diet. That
okay.
means eating vegetables and grains and a little bit of meat and not so many sweets or oils.
Okay, so that's what it means when you are eating right. So you have to eat right. That means eating healthy.
That's right.
Now the opposite, if you're not eating healthy, that's because maybe you're eating too much junk food. And that's our next phrase.
Right. So junk food is, you know, junk garbage food. It's the kind of food that is very unhealthy for you.
Mm.
Potato chips, pizza, ice cream. It's all the best kind of food.
Yeah.
But it's also the worst for your body.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it junk food.
Okay. So everything that's, for example, fast food is usually considered to be junk food.
Yes, it's high in oils and fats.
Okay. So junk food. And for the last phrase for today, what is it?
Healthy lifestyle.
Oh, healthy lifestyle. And for the last phrase, we are starting a healthy lifestyle. So what does he mean by a healthy lifestyle?
Well, we don't say life, we say lifestyle because this is the way in which a person lives. It's your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this involves exercise,
mm-hmm.
diet, what kind of food you eat,
mm-hmm.
The way that you work. Do you get too much sleep, not enough sleep? So your lifestyle is about the choices you make in all parts of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so having a healthy lifestyle, as I said, it's not just about not eating junk food.
Right.
It's about running 5 miles or trying to get 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And usually in the news, we always hear... So usually in the news, we hear this phrase, not healthy life, but healthy lifestyle.
Right. So maybe somebody that leads a dangerous lifestyle maybe has a job that's very dangerous.
That's right. Or an unhealthy lifestyle, someone who eats one meal a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So those are our key phrases for Fluency Builder. Why don't we go back, listen to the dialogue for the last time, and we'll be back to talk with you a little bit more.
Okay, darling, I got some pizzas, potato chips, hot dogs, and lots of cheese.
Oh, John, I thought we said we'd start eating right. Remember? Our new healthy lifestyle? That's all junk food.
Huh. Right, so what did you get?
Well, healthy food, of course. I got some whole wheat bread, skimmed milk, fresh fish, and organic carrots.
Organic? What's organic? Do we need organic carrots?
They were grown without using any chemicals that are harmful to our health. And yes, John, we need organic carrots.
Oh, so organic vegetables are the green option, right?
Yep, better for the environment and better for us.
Wait a minute. What's that? Donuts! Are they organic donuts, Kelly?
But I like donuts.
All right, we're back. So talking about healthy food and healthy eating, how healthy do you eat, Catherine?
I think I eat pretty decently. I try to eat a balanced diet. Like I said earlier, I think a balanced diet is a key to a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I don't really eat fast food.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I try not to eat too much meat or too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about organic stuff? Are you a big fan of organic vegetables, organic meats?
I am. And this comes from a part of the dialogue we didn't cover. One of the characters says that vegetables are the green option. Okay. Mm-hmm. So trying to eat organic food and think about green is a part of thinking about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think eating organic vegetables is an important part of caring about the environment, because the more chemicals, the more pesticides we put into the world, the more harmful it is for the earth, for animals, and for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. And it has become a more popular aspect around America and Europe, people choosing to go with organic vegetables, for example, eggs that were grown on an organic farm. And so it is the healthier option, and obviously the green option, as we saw in the dialogue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a very interesting topic. We want to know what your opinion is on it. Why don't you come to our website, englishpod.com, and tell us if you are a fan of the light or green organic lifestyle, or maybe you just really don't really care.
Maybe you love junk food.
Maybe.
Let us know, englishpod.com.
All right, we'll see you guys there.
Bye.
Bye.